Hey friends, welcome to the Get Balanced Podcast with me, your host, Dr. Donnie. And today I want to talk to you about the ebb and flow of an effective, balanced life. Episode 118.
Welcome to the Get Balanced Podcast with Dr. Donnie. If you're a firefighter, law enforcement officer, or emergency medical professional who would like to improve your family relationships, your physical and mental health, and want to have success at work and at home, well, this show is for you. Welcome to the Get Balanced program. Let's get started.
Hey, friends. Thanks for tuning in to the Get Balanced Podcast. And I'll tell you, the whole point of this podcast is to help encourage you and inspire you to live a life focused on your priorities. And today what I'd like to talk to you about is the ebb and flow of work-life balance. And I think before we get into that, we need to really maybe take a look at an understanding of what work-life balance is. Now, last week's podcast, I went into quite a bit of what work-life balance was, but just as a little review here, we talk about work-life balance. And in my research and what I have studied, I define work-life balance essentially through a question. And it's a question that I ask of you. And the question to you is that, are your daily behaviors in alignment with your priorities in life? Now, if you think about that question for a second, right, let that sink in. Are your daily behaviors in alignment with your priorities in life? Now, the title of this podcast is about the ebb and flow of work-life balance. Now, I want to get into that, but right before we do, though, I want to give you sort of those prerequisites of priorities in life. And these are universal needs. And what I'm talking about needs here is that I'm talking about our self-care needs, our health and wellness needs. And in the work that I do, we break these down into four quadrants. And it's your physical needs, right? Your physical health, your psychological health, social, and also your spiritual health. Now, in my research, these became prerequisites for a balanced life. In other words, the participants in my study talked so confidently that they said, you know what? The greater we take care of ourselves, the more effective we are in our careers and with our families. Now, they weren't always perfectly in balance. And I don't want anyone to really misconstrue that the idea that you always are in balance, like everything is just humming along perfectly. I mean, that, that'd be utopia. However, I want to be realistic with you. And a great balanced life has ebbs and flows. It dips, it goes up, it dips down. And it does this in many different roles in one's life. Now, for those different roles, if you could imagine, say, your physical health, right? I'll give you an example of this. It's something that I've spent doing this past week from a physical exertion perspective. I was physically working from getting our home ready to pack up and move. I mean, it was probably 12-hour days. About 4 days last week, constantly just going very, very hard, lifting a lot of stuff, a lot of furniture, a lot of heavy things, packing stuff up, heavy boxes, just running very, very hard. And with that, I also wear an Aura ring. I'm not advertising for them, but it's a smart ring, and it gives me a readiness score the next day, right? It tells me, how much energy and how's my body recovered, and all of that. And not just your body, because if we have too much psychological or emotional stress, that can take a toll on our bodies. It can affect our bodies. So, but I'd wake up about every day and my readiness scores were not like they were or normally are when I'm just doing my normal physical exercising and running, going to the gym, et cetera. So when I talk about ebb and flow, essentially I pushed and pushed. And you know what? That's okay. I don't call that out of balance. Now if I push
and continue to push and push more and push more and push more over a long haul or over a longer period of time, something bad could happen, you know, and many of you have seen that with others in our, you know, I know I have with in my life. And, but what I'm talking about though, is just for short sprints, if you will, you know, you can sprint very, very hard, but you know, but you can run a marathon, you know, you don't sprint that. So when we talk about this physical exertion, I mean, I realized that about after the, when I was finally finished, which was only 2 days ago. So yesterday I actually just chilled. I went to my daughter's track meet with my other daughter and we just, you know, I took it easy. Now, normally if I go, when I go to these large invitational track meets, I will walk the perimeter. I will walk around that track, that football field constantly, you know, watching my daughter compete and all of that. But I will also get some exercise. I got to be moving around. I just can't sit. But yesterday I actually decided, you know what? I'm just going to chill. I'm going to sit and relax and recover. And you know what? That's what I needed. You know, that when, so when I talk about it ebbs and flows, is that we can push in short sprints, but we got to be careful that we never push too hard to where we sort of push ourselves over to the edge. We don't want to come down and get, come down with an illness or sick or anything like that. You know, sometimes very similar, it can happen in other, these self-care needs of ours. It can happen even in our spiritual, right? Our spiritual need. Now, like all of us, you know, during the pandemic and the height of the pandemic that we all experienced, you know, churches were closed down and we did stuff through Zoom and all of that. One thing that I picked up and started doing is listening to a podcast. And I absolutely love listening and I'm inspired and encouraged and influenced by Joel Osteen. And I think his message is outstanding. And what happened is that I started listening to his podcast and I thought, you know what? I want to listen to that more than, you know, once a week, like on a Sunday. So he actually has a daily podcast. So I started getting inspired by that and I ended up building it as part of my morning ritual, is, you know, with a coffee and with a little prayer time and gratitude time and thinking about the most important things I want to get done that day. I also listened to a 30-minute podcast on that. But it's one of those things to where, you know, when we think about ebb and flow, and I want to get back to my point here, is that, you know, during the pandemic, for many of us, that spirituality or the religious peace or that connection perhaps with God, for some of you, is that sometimes it can dip down because we lost a little touch of our spiritual community. Yet, it can rise up above and take new heights, and it can push us further into understanding, learning, and success and everything like that. So I want you to really understand that it's okay that balance ebbs and flows. It's okay that our priorities, you know, we are constantly, or it's helpful if we're constantly looking at our priorities and trying to be, you know, having that situational awareness of our priorities in life, you know, because I know, you know, from the folks that I teach in my workshops, the men and women, is that sometimes, you know, they tell me, he goes, you know what? I have not really thought about my priorities in life, you know, for a decade. You know, it's like I get running so fast in life, I sort of forget to stop and, you know, hey, what is important in my life right now? You know, and again, when I talk about some universal needs when it comes to priorities, I'll argue with anyone about this because it essentially, there are two universal priorities that I don't care if you're, you know, what gender you are, how old you are, where you live in the world, you know, when it comes, one of them is our health and wellness, right? We, you know, we have a need to be healthy, and because health brings us a freedom that, you know, few realize until they no longer have it. So it truly is, should be, and it's considered a universal priority, is taking good care of ourselves. And the second one are those close relationships, and especially those close family relationships, you know, two universal priorities that always show up in my workshops. So if you would just pause for a moment and start thinking about, hey, how are my daily behaviors in alignment with my priorities in life? What have I been prioritizing? And, you know, maybe jot yourself a note down that maybe you want to, hey, maybe I need to make some changes to my daily schedule a little bit, you know? So when I take you back to the ebb and flow, and I think that's important, is that we do need to, you know, think about ebb and flow. It's almost like thinking about seasons in life, you know, or seasons, you know, the thinking about the farmer that, you know, plants. There's the planting season, there's the growing season, there's the harvesting, right? We can't always be in the harvesting season. You know, we do need to go through the planting season and the growing season. And even after the harvesting, sometimes, of course, we need to rest, right? We need to allow the ground to recover. Very similar, we need to allow ourselves to recover after we push ourselves so hard. And I'm all about that, man. I love the growth. I love pushing hard. I love the harvesting. I love planting new seeds, getting new ideas. And it's taken me a little time to sit back and say, you know what? Rest is a key ingredient. And I'll tell you where it sort of hit home is when I read Firefighter Functional Fitness by Dan Carrigan and Jim Moss. Is, you know, they built that. It's one of their, you know, sort of the pillars, right, of their physical fitness piece, is that it, you rest and recovery. You know, it's all, it makes so much sense, right? It's all about science. And you have to go by that. You need that rest and recovery time. So I really like that. So again, if you start thinking about your priorities in life, and one thing that I would ask you to do is don't beat yourself up if you're trying for that perfection. Understand that it ebbs and flows. And because I'll never forget that I had a friend of mine, a firefighter, he says, yeah, he goes, I want to start, you know, exercising. And then I heard from him after 3 weeks and he goes, you know what, Doc? He goes, hey, I exercised that first week 3 times and then I got a little busier. The second week I exercised twice and then I sort of got back in old habits and then I exercised just once that third week. He goes, you know what? On that fourth week, I just sort of said, screw it. You know, look at that downward trend, 3-2-1. You know, I'm just, yeah, I can't build the habit. And I said, hey, I go, you know what? I understand, you know, what you said. And I understand how you feel by the way you're looking at that data. And I go, but you know what? The way I look at it is you did 3 times the first week, 2 times the second week, and 1 time the third week. I go, man, that's 6 times you exercised in a 3-week period. What'd you do the previous 3 weeks? Yeah, you know what I mean there, right? We got to reframe the way we look at stuff. We got to give ourselves some grace, some love, some kindness. Understanding that it ebbs and flows, it's okay, you know. And the real point here is in understanding the ebb and flow of work-life balance is just try to understand you can't be in any single season for too long. You know, you can't focus on just one element of your life. It could be, you know, your career. If you're focusing just on that and your health goes so far downhill or the family relationships get so strained, you end up looking at divorce and an illness or bad health report and all of that, you know, it can be a setback. But understand, we do know that if it's predictable, it's preventable. And we know that we can only strain relationships and our health and wellness for so long. And the antithesis of that's available too is like, you know, if we're not putting our heart and soul and blood, sweat, and tears into our careers, then, you know, maybe we're not doing that good or as good as we could be doing in that element. And we're wondering, well, why not? You know, so it's all about these different priorities, these different roles in life, and looking at it, hey, where do I need to focus? No, and just start looking at where's this ebb and flow going, and try not to allow any single role, any single priority that you have in life dip down into the valley for too long of a period of time. Knowingly that it's dipping down, and you know that there's a time frame when that's going to come back up, you know what? We call that ebb and flow. It's okay. It's expected. It's welcomed. That is part of living a very effective and successful balanced life. All right, folks, may God bless you. May God help keep your priorities top of mind and always protect you and your families. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you next week. Hey, If you're a firefighter, law enforcement officer, or EMS professional who enjoys this podcast and would like some help with your work-life balance, you need to check out my Get Balanced program. Not sure if you are balanced or not? Join me over at DonnieHutchinson.com and take the quiz. Together, we are going to get you balanced.